Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where each episode we meet with an entrepreneur or business leader and find out what makes them tick. This week we're joined by Daniel Pitchford, co-founder of the world's largest AI news portal and event series, AI Business and the AI Summit. Daniel, before we get into the questions, can you give us an overview of AI Business?
So we started just over 4 years ago with a news portal which you've described there, AI Business. We're an online media business that looks at the transformative impact of artificial intelligence on business and the world around us. We also have a global series of events which are targeted at enterprise executives looking to understand how they can transform their own organisations through the use of AI.
So the way this will work is we have 10 questions to ask you and you'll have 30 seconds to answer each one and give us a chance to get to know you and your business. First question, can you describe what you do in one sentence?
From a business perspective, we bring together the global community from business and technology who are looking to advance practical AI within the enterprise.
What do you think is the one thing people would be surprised to know about your business?
Surprised to know? Something they wouldn't know, I guess, is our love for doing things a little bit differently. Team building being one. So we actually took our staff out to Hawaii last year and we had 4 days on the beach in Maui sipping Mai Tais. And this year we're taking them to the Bahamas. So we've got 4 days at the Atlantis, where again it's a great chance for people to get to know each other better, unwind. It's the end of the year, you get some winter sun. So yeah, we like to do things a little bit differently.
Sounds incredible. So when did you know you had made it?
I'd say we haven't. I think that's probably part of the reason for the success we've had so far. Really, I think the mantra that both George, my business partner, I, and the business itself has is a sense of achievement for the growth that we've achieved, but then this feeling of not being satisfied and wanting more and wanting to chase that next opportunity.
And you mentioned George. Who is the one person who's helped you the most on your business journey?
Yeah, so one person's quite hard to narrow it down to, but definitely George would be in the running. So yeah, he's a business partner, a long-term friend. We've known each other for, well, I think, over 10 years. So it's been a journey that we've embarked on together. We push each other every day to be better than we were the day before. It's kind of a yin and yang relationship. So there's good days and bad days, but I think we've both learnt to understand what the other one brings to the table. And that has definitely eased some of the conversations, I guess, and discussions and debates over the past few years in a fairly high pressure environment. So he'd definitely be one. And then my wife would be another, being supportive and understanding when I'm not home in the evenings or weekends and travelling. Having someone there that keeps you grounded is really important when you're, again, in that kind of high-pressure environment when all the chips are in when you're launching a business.
And you mentioned all the travelling involved with your career. How, and this is a bit of a weird question, how many hours sleep do you get per night?
Definitely more than I used to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when we launched the company 4 years ago, sleepless nights were a pretty common theme. You don't really understand the pressures that you're going to be under before you go into it. I think no one can really prepare you for that. The continuous stress, pressure, the fact that work never leaves your brain and your mind. Even when you're sleeping, it's in your dreams or your nightmares, whatever it is. So yeah, definitely sleepless nights when we first got started. But no, it's definitely got better.
So taking a break from these questions, just to generally talk and pick your brains, I guess, about the wonderful world of artificial intelligence. I know you trained to be a mechanical engineer at university. So what first interested you in AI?
I think the thing that first interested me was Hollywood. I think a lot of people's introduction to AI is The Terminator, you know, Ex Machina. There's lots of films out there that depict AI in a certain way, which sparks interest. But yeah, through university, I studied, as you say, mechanical engineering. I actually had dreams of going to design the next F1 car, which soon transitioned into working within within the media space, but in the technology media space. So yeah, just AI started to come on to mine and George's radar, and we saw what an amazing, you know, transformative topic and technology it was, and we wanted to look at how that can be applied in business.
And something that people don't seem to 100% get, there seem to be a lot of fears around AI. What do you think are the biggest myths that are currently around about artificial intelligence?
Probably the ones stem from Hollywood and Skynet and, you know, the Terminator coming back type scenario. I think over the past, say, 4 years that we've been actively involved in educating, you know, business plus also the wider public around AI, there's still a real fear factor around it. And whether that's in AI taking our jobs or AI, you know, taking over from a military perspective if it's used in warfare.
And I know before we were recording this podcast, we were speaking about all the tiny ways that everyday people engage with AI without even realising. So I was saying that my Spotify playlists, I realised, were generated by artificial intelligence. My daily playlist somehow knows what I like to listen to and predicts what I should listen to next. What are some other, I guess, ways in which people engage with AI without even noticing?
Yeah, it's becoming far, far more immersive and, you know, part of everyday life, like you say, whether it's, you know, listening to your next playlist on Spotify, whether it's searching for Christmas presents on Amazon. You know, there's predictive analytics basically across everything that we use now digitally. If anyone's using Alexa or Google Home or Apple's products, all of this has AI built into it. With natural language processing and speech and voice recognition becoming far more kind of a stronger, more compelling proposition for how it can be used and leveraged, both from a marketing perspective, but also just your own life experience and making things easier. You know, whether you're booking a taxi or using Uber, all of the analytics behind that, people don't really understand that it's powered through AI and iterations of AI.
We're now going to get to our final five questions. Again, you've got 30 seconds to answer each. And speaking of time, the next question is, how do you manage your time?
Yeah, good question. Something I've tried over the years to become far better at. I've read books on different methodologies around how you can be more efficient and different time management principles. But I think there's not really one that is a win for everybody. Everyone does work slightly differently and manages their time slightly differently. I think, you know, fairly early on in my career, I'd learned that you need to effectively prioritize tasks and what you're doing each day.
What do you predict will change in your industry in the next 6 months?
Yeah, this is quite a hard question to answer, because within AI, there's so much that changes every day. The rate of development of new technology and how it's applied is well, groundbreaking, and every day you wake up there is a new use case for how AI is transforming healthcare or whether it's financial services. So it's quite hard to predict. Definitely the big prediction or the big easy answer for that would be a lot. I think there's going to be some big announcements from some of the big names like Microsoft and IBM into the new year from a business perspective of how their technology is now being applied. So I see 2019 really as the year of delivery for AI. There's a lot of hype over the past 4 years, and now it's really about delivery.
And on to a fairly tricky question. Can you describe your biggest mistake?
Not on a podcast. Well, I think it depends how you read that question. So, like, mistake sounds like a regret, and I think actually there aren't any regrets that I have throughout the, you know, journey we've had so far. I think mistakes are good. And, you know, you learn from your mistakes, and without those mistakes we probably wouldn't have had the success that we've had. So a lot of the mistakes that we've made are for good reason, and it's enabled us to become better. But I think anyone who says they haven't had mistakes is probably lying.
So what would be your one piece of advice for other entrepreneurs who might be listening to this?
Just do it.
Great advice. Lastly, what is your party trick?
Now that is a tough question. Party trick, probably not. I mean, I've got a birthmark in the shape of a Christmas tree on
Wonderful.
My leg, which is a bit different.
Thank you so much, Daniel Pitchford, co-founder of AI Business. Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, where we meet with an entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them unique.